And welcome back to Avalon Airport. We're broadcasting live from Avalon Airport, and just now the super constellation, the Connie as it's affectionately known, a transport aircraft used by the Qantas Airlines and many other airlines around the world, is doing a magnificent display here. It's just done a low-level pass. It's now tracking back down the runway. It's characteristic triple tail system, and no doubt during our interview here you'll hear more of it. But joining us now here at our broadcast studio at Avalon Airport is Barry Spencer. He is the event coordinator for the air shows in the Outback. He's also director of special events for air shows down under. Welcome to 88.3 Southern FM, Barry.
Thanks very much, Andrew. It's nice to be here.
Now, air shows in the Outback, what's that all about?
Well, Andrew, it's opportune that we talk about it while the Connie's flying, because that aircraft we're actually taking there. But by and large, it's a combination of a series of air shows which private flyers and enthusiasts that are interested can follow around the Outback in July this year as part of the Centenary of Federation celebrations in Queensland.
So you're looking for participation both from the public and from presumably the general aviation community?
Indeed we are. We're taking a series of historic aircraft, which is the reason the Connie's in it. We're taking the Drover, the Southern Cross replica, and the Avro Avian and a few other rather historic aircraft to commemorate aviation's contribution to the development of Australia. And what better place to start it than in Queensland, where the first Qantas route took place between Charleville and Cloncurry.
Qantas was based, of course, Qantas comes from Queensland and Northern Territory Air Services, is that right?
That's right, that's correct. It had its foundation in Winton, where the first board meeting was held, but when they became a fully fledged airline, they found it necessary to move to Longreach to commence operations from there. Their very first flight actually went from Charleville to Tambo, Blackall, Longreach, Winton, McKinlay, through to Cloncurry.
And is there anything left of those early days of Qantas in those towns?
Oh yes, there certainly is. There's the Qantas Founders Museum, which now has been heavily supported by the local community and indeed by a grant to establish a museum at Longreach, much in the same vein as the Stockman's Hall of Fame. So it will depict quite a lot of the historic goings on of Qantas and its early developments, and looks very good, the intention anyway.
So if people can't get to the actual air shows in the Outback, if they're through that area at any time, they can call in and see the museum.
Yes, indeed, and I should also recommend Winton. There's a very good display there in what they call their Matilda Centre. This area is commonly known as the Matilda area of Queensland, hence the connection to the Banjo Paterson poem that we all know well as Waltzing Matilda.
So the air shows in the Outback, when is it playing? What's the itinerary? How do people get there?
Air shows in the Outback commences at Charleville on the 11th of July, with the participants assembling the day before.
That thunderous roar from the super constellation landing and putting on, I presume, reverse thrust?
Yes, that's what it would have been, showing how quick that aircraft can pull up despite its size.
Yes, of course, that's a piston-driven piston-engine aircraft, isn't it? So it wouldn't do reverse thrust in the sense that a jet does, but what the reverse propellers do, though?
Yes, they do. The propellers come through throw the thrust out forward or half forward, so to speak. They can't actually push it too far.
Well, we're on the itinerary of the air shows and rally for the air shows in the Outback. We start off in Charleville.
Yes, start in Charleville with an air show on the 11th in the afternoon, running about 2.5 hours. The next day we move through Tambo, Blackall and Barcaldine, with people over having lunch at those places, and celebrating with them the first flight of Qantas, then moving on to Long Reach, where we have an air show on the Friday. It's Friday the 13th, if anybody's interested, but the 13th of July. Then we move on the Saturday, going to Winton for lunch, then move to Cloncurry that afternoon for an air show on Sunday at Cloncurry. And that's Sunday the 15th of July. I'm going to keep up my dates here. Then the following day, on the 16th, we depart for Julia Creek, Richmond and Huandon. We overnight there, having a bit of a rest, and moving on to Charters Towers for an air show there on the Friday. And then coming down to that air show's on the Wednesday at Charters Towers, coming down to Emerald via Capella and Moranbah and Claremont for an air show there on the Friday, and then concluding at Roma on Sunday the 22nd. It's a fairly tight schedule, but we're well aware of that, but unfortunately when you're bringing all these aircraft up, people can't take a lot of time off, and we've concentrated it so people can actually get a feel for the outback, but also afford to do it within their holidays.
So people who say flying out of Moorabbin Airport and so on, it'd be worth their while considering going up then.
Oh yes, I think they'll thoroughly enjoy it. It's shaping up to be the social aviation event of the year. It's not meant to be a heavy jet type air show. It will only be one featuring historic aircraft and aerobatics. We're taking people from all around Australia to perform, so it truly will be a national event in that sense, and indeed it's being billed as one of the major events for the year of Federation.
And the area that these aircraft will be flying through is quite scenic.
Yes, it is indeed, and there's some very interesting things to see up there. Charleville's a bit scrubby in the sense that there's some wheat country to the east, and then you find the sort of stuff you'd be experiencing around the Mallee there, where they've cleared quite a bit of that for farming purposes. But as you move up, there's an awful lot of history up there with initially sheep, and then Longreach, of course, you've got the Stockman's Hall of Fame, and a very interesting exhibition that is to see. And moving on, Winton, there's some gorges there with some dinosaur relics and so on. This is very interesting country, and it changes quite dramatically as you get higher.
Well, how do people get in touch with you if they're interested in doing this, either as just going up to enjoy the flying, and flying themselves, or just driving up or busing up or whatever?
Well, what they should do, we have a website, which is www.airshow, or you can email us at outback@airshow.net.au, or just simply phone the Airshow's Down Under office in Geelong or at Avalon Airport on 5282 4400.
Well, thank you, Barry, for joining us here on 88.3 Southern FM at Avalon Airport.
Thanks very much, Andrew, for the opportunity.
I was speaking with Barry Spencer, who is the event coordinator for Federation Air Shows in the Outback. This is Andrew Rennie at Avalon Airport, returning you now back to the studio at 88.3 Southern FM.